Obviously, it gives great stability to the airport, and it gives us a chance to really market the service to Dublin and, you know, to grow the passenger numbers over the next 4 years. So we're very happy.
The figures that Stobart have published again show a rise in passenger numbers, a 52% increase over the course of 2 years, a significant increase and a welcome one.
Absolutely. And obviously, the Aer Lingus branding has played a huge part in that for us. The connections through to the US, and, you know, the traffic has grown considerably over the last couple of years, and we're hoping for a further growth over the next 4 years as well.
I'm sure you'd like to see the infrastructure around the airport, the road links, etc., improve so that it will become a viable option for more and more people.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, there has been considerable work done on, you know, some of the road network. We're less than an hour's drive from Letterkenny now, so the roads have improved a lot, but obviously any additional investment in infrastructure is obviously very welcome for us.
The Logan Air service to Glasgow, an important one as well, and the growth being reported on that link too. So it would appear that Donegal Airport is not only holding its own, Donegal Airport is very much growing and becoming more and more of a success story.
Absolutely. And obviously, you know, last year we were voted number two in the most scenic airports in the world, and, you know, we're hoping the voting is open again for that this year. So, you know, we'd like to ask people to, you know, to give us the vote again. It's great marketing for the airport, for the county as a whole, because obviously the scenery all around Donegal is absolutely beautiful, and Donegal as a county is really growing in tourism over the last number of years. So, you know, anything we can do to push that forward is good.